Hi, everyone. I just wanted to first start by kind of echoing Jeremy's sentiments. Thanks so much for coming. Thanks to Manhattan GMAT for setting this up. I'm going to be very brief about what ClearAdmit does and how we do it, because I think the interesting part about tonight's activity is this sort of investigation of real or sort of composite profiles so that you can see how this process works of positioning yourself as an MBA applicant. So I'll just sort of jump in. In terms of my own background, I'm the co-founder of ClearAdmit. I have an MBA from the Wharton School. I also worked for Wharton as an admissions officer, not just as a student while I was there, but as a full-time job when I graduated. So I have a lot of experience of both kind of the applicant perspective, student perspective, as well as an admissions officer perspective. So that's me, and now let's talk a little bit about what we do at ClearAdmit. The first sort of element that we focus on is preparation, and that's really defined by assessing your candidacy, you know, knowing what are your strengths and weaknesses, learning, sort of delving into your background, and doing a lot of what you're seeing tonight, you know, talking with the candidate, understanding what they bring to the table, because you can't really start this process until you understand sort of who you are and what you have to offer. Once you know that, you can then begin to think about, okay, you know, these are the components of my background that I bring to the table. How am I going to position them in the MBA admissions process? You know, which stories am I going to use in which essays? And, you know, what am I going to talk about in the interview, et cetera? Then once we've talked about your background, your positioning, your dreams, your goals, what you want to do after business school, you can then begin to think about school selection. And we do a lot of work around this, and I think that one of the problems that I see in MBA admissions is that most people who come to ClearAdmit, they already have an idea of what schools they want to go to, and it's really only upon examining their actual career goals and delving deeper into the programs that they understand that, you know, maybe that I pick the top five schools from Business Week idea is not the best approach to choosing a school. We help you with deadline planning, and, you know, that's pretty important because everyone's working, and applying to business school is almost a full-time job. So as far as execution is concerned, that's kind of the sort of middle phase of the work that we do. We'll review your resume. We do a lot of, obviously our staff are all liberal arts background, you know, great writers with admissions expertise. And so clearly we do a lot of reviewing of anything you're going to submit to a business school. And so essay editing, resume reviews, recommender coaching. So a lot of recommenders will actually communicate directly with ClearAdmit. They'll send us the letter they've written for you. We'll give them feedback, making sure that it's supportive. In some cases, if they've shared the letters with you directly, we'll look at those as well. Interview preparation. So we do a lot of mock interviewing. The interview is actually a pretty critical part of this process. It depends on the school, but there are programs where the interview could be viewed as sort of the final hurdle. And I see far too many candidates who go 110% in the admissions process when it comes to essays and then sort of blow off the interview and don't think that it requires preparation, and that can be a real mistake. And then beyond that, once you've got sort of your results, we work a lot around matriculation consultation, so helping you decide, you know, which programs should you actually attend, and then dealing with things like, you know, financial aid. And obviously for those people who, you know, don't get in or get waitlisted, we deal a lot with waitlist strategy. There are a lot of people who come to ClearAdmit just for a report after they've applied on their own and have been unsuccessful. So that's kind of what we do. How we do it, I mean, we have a lot of sort of in-house knowledge. Our staff have a lot of MBA admissions experience. So I'm a former Wharton admissions officer. Deanna Merowitz, who's actually in the room tonight in the back, is a Columbia Business School admissions officer who joined our team a year ago. And so we have a lot of MBA admissions experience on our staff. And then we have a great deal of institutional knowledge. I think some of you received ClearAdmit school guides when you came in. And so over the years, we've built up a lot of knowledge by publishing these types of guides and actually working with candidates through the process. And then we have a lot of inside information, and that's because we have strong relationships with the MBA admissions officers at the leading schools. Part of that comes because our staff has backgrounds in admissions, and so in a sense, we're reaching out to former colleagues when we have questions about the process. And then obviously, most of the folks on our team have MBAs too, and so we have that perspective of what was it like when we applied. And I try not to think about it, but it's a challenge, and so it's good to have that perspective as we counsel folks. We take a really personalized approach to our services. So I think many of you have probably seen our website, which seems like this sort of vast thing that reaches out across the world, and a lot of people read our blog and things. The reality is that we actually only work with a small number of people one-on-one each year, and we've chosen to keep that part of our business small because we take a really personalized approach, and we just don't feel that it's possible to serve everyone. So there's that element. We also, you know, have sort of comprehensive offerings, as I described earlier. You know, we'll work with you on every aspect of this process to make sure that, you know, you don't make that sort of fatal mistake when it comes to the, you know, the interview. Writing and editing expertise, you'll see from the bios of the counselors on our website that, you know, we've got a lot of graduates from leading schools as kind of liberal arts backgrounds, Yale, Swarthmore, programs like that. And so we try to bring that expertise to the equation as well. The final thing is we're a member of AGAC. We actually co-founded AGAC, which is the Association of International Graduate Admissions Consultants. And actually, everyone on this panel belongs to AGAC. And it's basically an organization that has set ethical standards in the MBA and graduate admissions consulting space, meaning, you know, we don't write essays for candidates. And this was actually born out of a presentation that ClearAdmit and some other firms made to the schools at the annual GMAC conference. So we've tried to set standards. And I think that brings us to the next candidate.